I'm Rebecca Kent, the Special Projects Editor at EG, and I'm here with Hugh Keir from Blue Abyss. Blue Abyss is creating the world's deepest and largest diving pool in Bedfordshire, and it is going to be used as a commercial astronaut training facility, which is so exciting. And I think we can probably safely say there's no one else at MIPIM UK doing what you're doing. So I'm excited to be sitting here with you. Do you want to just explain what you're doing here at MIPIM UK and tell us more about this facility?
Mm-hmm. We're not the only company in the UK doing what we're doing. We're the only company in the world doing what we're doing. So in essence, what we're creating is the foremost marine-to-space research, training and development facility, but also the world's first fully accredited commercial astronaut training centre. Commercial meaning that Joe Bloggs or Corporation Bloggs can come to us and pay us to train to be a fully accredited, fully qualified astronaut to go into space.
Fantastic. And so why are you promoting this at MIPIM UK specifically?
So we're working closely with Central Bedfordshire Council, under which we're going to be based at RAF Henlow, which current site is RAF Henlow, and the RAF are going to be moving off before we move in. And Central Beds have been critical in the development of the Blue Abyss project in Bedfordshire. Without them, we wouldn't be where we are today. They invited us down to showcase what they're pushing, the economic growth corridor between Oxford and Cambridge, and a new science and technology park at RAF Henlow due to open in 2020.
So tell me more about the space then and this park and where you fit in it, where Blue Abyss fits in it.
So the intention is for the UK, and this is a government intention for the UK, is to have a number of space clusters, as they call them, centres of technology and innovation, focus around the aerospace industry and other industries that share similar interests. So the plan is for Bedfordshire to hold one of those clusters at RAF Henlow, as I said. And CBC Central Beds are looking at us to be the flagship enterprise that is based at that first cluster and attract other businesses and other industries into the area. I mean, they're actually doing a fantastic job at the minute. I think last year they created 11 or 12,000 new jobs in the area. New jobs, not, you know, new jobs. I think development approved 12,000 new housing. So in terms of the science and technology park, yes, can be amazing for industry and amazing for commerce, but also fantastic for the local population.
So who is a facility like this pool going to attract? Is it likely to draw other occupiers into the area in the aerospace arena?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, currently at RAF Henlow, there's a company called MDMT who specialise in missile technology. And we're hoping they're going to stay there when we move in, which they probably will do because they can use some of our facilities. And the kind of industries that we're already engaging with and organisations we're already engaging with and who want to use our services and partner with us are people like NASA, the European Space Agency, the Russian Space Agency, academic institutions such as King's College, Imperial, Massachusetts Institute of Technology in America. They all want to be involved with us. They want to come to us and use our facilities. And this is ongoing talk to them on a regular basis at the highest levels. So we're really, really confident that not only are we going to generate more companies to come to the area, but organisations and institutions that wouldn't even have thought about using the UK, let alone Central Beds, as a focus for their development, but now they're considering.
What's the delivery time for this pool? Just give us an idea of the timescales.
Okay, so it's obviously a large build. It's a £140 million build. To give you an idea of how big the facility is, just the pool itself is 42 million litres in volume. Okay, it's 40 metres wide. It's 50 metres long, and at the deepest point, it's 50 metres deep. So by volume and by depth, it's the largest in the world. The next closest sizable indoor water source is NASA's Neutral Buoyancy Laboratory in Houston, which is 23 millilitres. So we're almost double the size of it. And there's a reason for that. It means we can have a multiple clientele using it multiple times and drop large pieces of apparatus. In terms of time scale, obviously that takes a long time to build. The pool, even when the pool's built, it's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks just to fill. Turn the taps on and we wait. But we're looking at up to 6 months of planning. Hopefully it can be reduced because we're tightly in with CBC, and there's already some planning aspects that are agreed on the RAF Henlow site for future development. And in terms of build, it's an 18-month build. We're looking at a soft opening end of 2019, hard opening right at the beginning of 2020. Good to go.
So it's not a terribly long time away, actually.
It's not a long time. It's all hands at the pump at the minute with the planning and development, and more importantly, engaging with the local populace, Central Beds Council and the wider industry, commerce and companies to get them involved in the earliest opportunity, because we'd hate to have the thing built and not be pleasing everyone we can please and make it as beneficial for everyone as we can do.
I suppose as space exploration becomes a lot more accessible and a lot more popular, and technology enables us to do more of these sort of things, these kinds of developments will be growing across the UK and across the world. What can local authorities do, I suppose, to get a piece of this pie?
I mean, initially, part of Blue Abyss was always going to be involved with Central Beds Council, RAF Henlow specifically, because there's a long-arm centrifuge foundation at RAF Henlow, which we were going to utilise. A long-arm centrifuge is one of the three components you need to conduct astronaut training. The other two will be in a parabolic flight capability and a volume of water to recreate that three-dimensional movement they have in space. Okay? So RAF Henlow already has the foundations for that centrifuge, which is very costly to make and takes a long time to make. And seeing as they already have one, we thought, well, we'll just utilise that and put the actual mechanics of the centrifuge. So we were already involved with them, and we had a number of options on the table. To be honest, we hadn't actually considered previously, we hadn't considered putting the whole facility, the whole complex, at Central Beds. But as time progressed, we realised that actually the council and the people who were dealing with the council, like Councillor Richard Wenham, the council leader, were really intrigued by the project and enthusiastic about our involvement, even in just the centrifuge. And as they went forward and they had the plans for the Science and Technology Park, and with that whole growth corridor between Oxford and Cambridge, we slowly started to realise, actually, in terms of the wider, the bigger picture, there was an option to locate the whole facility. So it was, to answer your question, it was a case of fantastic engagement from the council. They pounced on it immediately. As soon as that option came on the table, they pounced on it. And the support they gave us in terms of assistance, marketing, you know, helping get the word out, spread the word, and helping us engage with local enterprises who we can benefit from, they can benefit from us. That was the key one for us. We got a lot of trust in them, you know, right from the outset. They believed in the project.
How is the project being funded?
Project's being funded privately from majority from private investment. We're also hopefully really successful with a Hefty bid, and we're in talks with some other option with government funding.
And who's going to be the first to use the pool? I mean, you were talking about Elon Musk and his project to make, you know, space exploration accessible to Joe Bloggs. Yeah. This is the kind of facility that these people will be using, presumably.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, with Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and grand plans to send people on space tourism, that's fantastic. You've got the rockets to send them, but who's going to train them? You can't simply send someone into space. We're going to be the first entity that can do that en masse, you know, and do it fully accredited. So I think the first users of the pool are going to be a combination of space tourism, oil and gas research and development, the renewable energy sector, but also, and probably most importantly at this stage for us, is existing space agencies who can outsource their requirements, outsource the training requirements to us, and use us to make it cheaper for them.
Where's the water coming from?
I've got my kettle on.
Heated in, is it?
Yeah. Don't speak to the local water authority. We're only going to speak to them, and it's going to come from them. Yeah, we're just going to turn a few taps on, a few hose pipes, and wait and see what happens, and then wait for the bill later on. It's going to be a nightmare.
And have you used any analogies to try and describe the sheer volume of water?
So 42 million litres of water. An Olympic-sized swimming pool is, I think, 9 million litres. We're going to be filtering per hour an Olympic-sized swimming pool's volume of water. Just the shaft of the deep end alone, so half the shaft, so 25 metres deep, 60 metres wide, 50 metres to the deepest point, that's going to contain an Olympic-sized swimming pool's volume of water.
What's the sort of next step now for the project?
So the next steps, this is actually the first of several complexes we're looking at, astronaut training facilities we're looking at. We've got interest from the Middle East, Far East, America, and also Africa potentially, to build other facilities in the same country. Because this the services and the facility provides the countries, it means that they can, at much less cost than it currently costs, that research and development they've never been capable of doing before, astronaut training, commercial and recreational diving. So that's the next step. Build this one, build more.
And how's MIPIM UK been for you?
It's been fantastic. I mean, I've not been to this event before, I'll be honest, but to be able to engage with other local authorities and see how they're developing is really interesting. Not just for ourselves being with Central Effects, but to see how other industries and commercial companies are benefiting other organisations, and how we can do that with Central Beds and the other people in the economic part.
Great. All right. Hugh Keir from Blue Abyss, thank you very much.
Thank you.